Blog Talk Radio.
For I, yeah, well,
candidate Reuben Daughtry. And what the songwriter says, hold on, your change is coming. Don't be upset. A lot of confusion out there. I've been out engaging with you, the constituents, over the last few weeks and months, and there's a lot of confusion after August 2nd. So I'm under the misimpression that the decision was made as to who's going to be your next state senator for Senate District 19. That's the furthest from the truth. Hadn't been decided yet. You've got the choice and the power. Those of us who are frustrated, sick and tired, just hold on, because change is here. All right? Again, you're listening to another episode of Open Mic. That means that your candidate, Reuben Daughtry, who was on the ballot for November 6, 2018, has opened up an opportunity for you to talk to me. Thank you for following us on Facebook here on our live stream. You can give me a call here in the studio, though, 657-383-0944. Again, that's 657-383-0944. And then we can talk. That's for tonight. Every Friday night throughout the election cycle, we're going to be doing this, heaven be our help, all right? Just because we plan some spiritual uplifting song don't mean we're going to church. If it makes sense to you, you don't have to say amen. You can say how. All right. Again, you're listening to Open Mic with Reuben Daughtry. Some things we need to understand. First and foremost, let me make this brief announcement right quickly, and then we'll get into our topic for tonight. Okay? Our campaign, I, your candidate, can use your help. How can I help, Doctor? How can I help? Well, I want you to go in your pocket, your wallet, wherever you keep your money, and I want you to make a contribution to the campaign. All right, let me tell you how you can be of help to me, all right? I suggest that a $50 contribution, you can help me by being a precinct surrogate on that level. And you'll get a yard sign, if you prefer that, in your yard, and one of our beautiful campaign T-shirts, all right? On Facebook, you have seen that, and there's a link there on the website. We'll have it for you to gain access to it really, really, really soon, all right? Well, if that's not good for you, $10. $10, they will get you a yard sign if you would like that. As a general supporter, as an active supporter, $25 will get you this beautiful T-shirt, front and back, all right? As a campaign district ambassador, the package, simple package of $100, is going to give you a yard sign, a T-shirt, and a cap similar to this one as a memorabilia of the change that we're making in 2018. All right? Our whole focus is change in 2018 because there are some things we need. And I'm going to get into some of that tonight. We got a little while together tonight. But we hope you do that. On the website, you can make your contribution to us and let us know what level you want to do that. Again, that is as a general supporter, $10. An active supporter, $25. At the campaign surrogate level, $50. And we love you. We love you. As a district ambassador, $100. Either way, whether you get those things or not, we'd love to give them for you, give them to you, but we ask you for your financial support. What does that do? What does that do? What is it? Does that go in Doc's pocket? No. CC have some the finance committee have Tennessee Finance have some problems with that. So that help us to get you these things and for us to get the information out. We got 192,000 sold in the Senate district. Of them, about 98,478 are eligible voters. And then there are people we need to reach to get registered to vote. And so that's what it's all about. That's what we need your help for, is to promote it. I'm not beholden myself to big interests and business interests. I don't think they're bad people necessarily, but I want to be beholden to you, the people. So we're running a grassroots level campaign, and I need your grassroots level support. Simple as that. All right? One thing I'll never do to you, and that's a lie to you. Amen? All right. This ain't church. Y'all see what I'm saying? Okay. All right, so here we go. Let's get right into it tonight. The number, again, is 657-383-0944. You can call in. How you doing, Brother Stan? Feel free to give us a call here at that number or shoot us a comment on Facebook here, and we will strive to get back with you accordingly. Again, we appreciate everyone for your participation tonight. And tuning in with us, those of you who are, we're happy to engage you. And I want you, I met two ladies, mother and daughter, earlier this week, and I told them that tonight will be an opportunity of the other Friday nights for them to shoot your hardest questions at me. I want to do my best to honestly answer them for you. Okay? That's really what this is all about. And we can make the change that we need here in our Senate district. Far too long, things have been going awry. As constituents of Tennessee Senate District 19, I'm closer to deciding who will represent them for the next 4 years in the upper chamber of the Tennessee General Assembly. The question is asked, or these questions, I should say, why, when, who, and what should I vote for on November 6, 2018, or during the early voting cycle starting October the 17th? Now, as indicated by the results of the 2018 primary election held on August 2nd, as I referred to earlier, what we found that out of those 98,000 some eligible voters, 70,000 plus of you all in Senate District 19 were looking for something different than what you had available to you. Now, That was within the Democratic primary. And as you perhaps know, there was no Republican running. But you still had myself as an independent candidate. The telltale sign that the voters are taking a different spin and an independent focus on this are those results. Now let me define, try to offer a functional meaning of what an independent is, because I think sometimes people kind of get it mixed up there. An independent voter is one who does not always align themselves strictly with a political party. They will vote for a candidate based on the issues as they see them and their level of importance, rather than the basis of a political idea that someone tells them they have to embrace. In our present situation, you're in Senate District 19 in Nashville, which makes up all of Senate District 19 is in Nashville, Davidson County. When we just this week look at the heinous acts of rape and violation of people, are y'all with me? We look at the rampant crime that's growing alongside the growth and the prosperity for many. I'm not opposed to that at all, but you know that there are some people who are being crushed by it. That is a problem. When we look at the issues in our public schools, the continued regress of our babies academically, you got something to do there. Now, am I suggesting that you, as your senator, I'll be able to hands-on, directly fix those things? No, but what you need to understand is, as an independent thinker and voter, you will send me to the state senate, and I will use the leverage during the budgetary process to proffer not only proactive policies that will look out for you, the constituent, but to make sure that the priorities for spending of federal dollars that come through the state and state dollars that generate from the state, both of these help supplement your local budget. That's the power that your senator has to leverage the communication, to engage in diplomatic efforts, to work with your mayor, with your school board representative, with your council people, to make sure that you, the constituents, down in your individual voting precinct, get what you need. That's what's up. That's really where it is. Okay? I encourage you right now to give me a call, 657-383-0944. That's what we're on for. We got about another 40 minutes or so to talk. Give me a call. Shoot me a question. You don't have to give your name. All I do is identify you by the last four digits of your phone number when you call into the studio. You ain't got to say your name. It would be nice if we knew what your council district was, if you know that, where your area was that you live in. I'd love to talk to you about some of the dynamics there and what my focus is for you there. Okay? All right. Now, having said that, you got that. Shoot me if you follow me on live stream, holler at me. I ain't gonna put nobody on Front Street back calling your name out. I'm gonna try not to do that unless you just want to. That's all right. We're neighbors. We're friends. Amen. I just ain't church. I can't say amen. Y'all know what I'm talking about. How? So let me, for the next few minutes, as I wait for you to call, send me a question via Facebook. Let me just address some questions that in the last 60 days or so that I've been actually engaging voters have arise, things that people want to talk about. But before I do that, let me direct you now, right now, if you listen to this show afterwards, a live stream afterwards, or you're following us now, let me direct you to the website. Because, as I've said before, I'll reiterate it again. ConstituentAdvocacy.com is the website, and it began as a campaign to educate and empower voters. The three prongs to my campaign now are voter education, voter organization, and voter participation. Okay? right now, people are frustrated and tired. This is intended to empower you to get the maximum out of representation, particularly in the upper house of Tennessee legislature, because you're a citizen. You deserve that. All right? So let me just constituentadvocacy.com is the web page for you to go to. When you go there, you'll notice that I have taken the time. If you go to the home page, and when you get there, hover over the thing that says candidate platform. Underneath it is podcast presentation. When you click that, you'll see several videos. And some of the videos have accompanying them a PDF file. Open the PDF file. Let's go down to the part three that says Voter Education Theories, part three. Current status of Tennessee Senate District 19, issues of importance. And that's really where what I want to speak to. These questions that I'm going to answer are relevant to that. If you will click on the PDF file and open it up, then you'll be able to follow me a little bit better. All right? Let me give you a second to get to that. Go into constituentadvocacy.com. We're going to hover over the tab that says candidate platform. I'm going to go down to podcast presentation. All right, as we do that, we're going to see the videos, and we're going to look for part three, Voter Education Series part three. Simply click the PDF file. At your leisure, you can go back and watch the whole video. It's about 30 minutes long, but it's packed with information. All right, and it's the same thing that you'll find in the PDF file. All right, I think we're on the same sheet of music there, so let's get with it now. So some of the questions that's been posed to me, which are reasonable questions, I'm going to address what reasonable independent thinking voters have brought to bear. The first one is why, after years of disappointment, if you've lived in Nashville for any more than 10 years or better, you can see the growth trend. But at the same time, you can see that, particularly those that have been here 20 years or more, you can see how certain populations of our constituents have not fared very well for various reasons. And my primary concern is the leadership that we voted for, you and I voted for, and what it was that they missed out on. Now, I'm not interested in going back and trying to explain why they did it. It's too late now. What we need to do is make change. But that's the reason for it. Why, after years of disappointment from politicians, and most recently, we've had five frustrating election cycles in Nashville. Five. Just the other day, the special election for the vice mayor wrapped up. Again, I'm not interested in really denigrating anybody, but I want you to know that this frustration is real. I want to know, why should I even consider voting again in November? I'm tired. I'm sick of that. Let me answer that for you, beloved. Because if you don't, you're subject to get someone who will continue the same foolishness. What's different about Reuben Dockery as your senator? As you've heard me talk about, or you can go back and review some of my previous podcasts, I have a plan to organize your interest on the voter precinct level. In other words, what is the voter precinct level? That is the smallest boundaries, political boundaries, for you and your neighbors in your exact neighborhood, blocks that you live on. Determine where you go in to vote. Precinct you go in to cast your vote. What's going on around there, and what do you need? That's why you ought to vote. Not just because Dockery is fathead and good-looking. I mean, you understand what I'm saying, but because this is the power that comes with your right to vote as a citizen, and you ought to exercise that. If you don't, you give room and rise to somebody else to misrepresent you again. This is your last shot on November 6th. Whoever wins this election is going to be representing you for 4 years. Now, and you won't be able to do nothing about it. Make sure you make your call in the election sure. On that ballot, there's going to be three names. I said three names. You won't find Hickory. You won't find Dickory. But you will find Dockery. That's Reuben Dockery. That's the only name you really need to think about and look for. All right? Next question. What are the most pressing issues for voters to consider? They ask. What are the most pressing issues for voters to consider? Great question. This is where we are now, as I directed you to the website, constituentadvocacy.com. I encourage you to follow me there and go to Canvas platform. Underneath it, we've taken the time to respond to that. The podcast presentation. And again, we went down to Voter Education Series Part 3. Next to that video is a PDF file. Open it up. That's where I am right now. Let's just talk about some of the issues. One, since 2006, we've seen a decline in voter interest. That's because people are sick and tired of the same 6 and 10 routine. They want to change. Oftentimes, they don't know how to do it. And oftentimes, people believe that you can only vote for one party because, for the most part, there's only been one party represented. Well, that's cool. If you're a Democrat, be a good Democrat, but be an independent thinker. If you're a Republican, be a good Republican, but be an independent thinker. Let's think about what we need here in Nashville. One of the things is we need to unify our city because we've been divided by different things. And the carnage of political or career politicians, the people are divided, frustrated, angry. Our babies are angry. It's evidenced by the crime and the despair we see in our city in the news every day. We can change that, though. We need to get these numbers up to where we only have 28 and sometimes 25, 29% of the voter turnout. But I understand why you don't want to come because you're sick and tired of it, just like in August 18. You're tired of the same old sick, that routine, man. That's over with. That's why I'm bringing change. Reuben Dockery is your change agent. All right? In addition to that, we have a situation where a whole lot of money over the last 4 years has been allocated in the state budget. Now, understand something. It's your local government that puts up the larger portion of your budget. However, that is supplemented in the education system, oftentimes your social services, through grants and what have you, that's supplemented from state funds, and any federal money comes to the state and is disseminated down through the state to the local government, your mayor and your council, your school board. The deal is, if you don't have someone representing your interests when it comes time to ponying that money up and dipping it out at the beginning of the legislative session, and they are not thinking about you, you're not represented at the table, guess what? This is what we've seen over the last 30 years or so. Your interests are not represented. Certain people are not anyway. Oh, yeah, money's been spent. Some people are getting it. But let me ask you, honestly, where's yours? You go to Kroger, they tell you at the register, your product costs 50 cents. You give them a dollar, right? You turn around and don't give you nothing back. Do you want your change, or are you going to walk out without it? Somebody say, I want my change. That's to have my change. All right? That's what I'm talking about. Education. Issues with mental health. You got babies running around and grown folk running around, in fact, who I'm not a clinician. Having worked in the mental health facilities before, too many people are running around here with issues that are undiagnosed. And you can't do anything for them. Family members can't do anything for them legally until they either hurt themselves or somebody else or make somebody else hurt them. That said, I believe that there are some things that as a Senate district we can do to lay out some health, community-based health initiatives and education that address a number of issues one of being mental health. We have a department in the state government that addresses that. There's more, I believe, that can be done to engage our local communities and neighborhoods with their efforts and resources. And that's what I'll be pushing for, policies that possible. All right? Issues of law and public safety. There's an interesting balance that needs to be struck between the victims of crime. Sometimes you get so focused on what the police do when they respond to a crime to those who are perpetrators or certainly suspects of those acts. And we forget about the victim. I have on my website, constituentadvocacy.com, conversation about crime intervention advocacy. Now, I understand that they are precipitating causes to criminal behavior. And I'm open to talk about how we can help those who want to be saved change their way of thinking and their way of acting. Okay? So we can be proactive, but we can also be reactive as well. And we can prevent a lot of these crimes. We see it too much. It just broke my heart to see a poor young lady. And as I understand it, she and her husband are new to Nashville. Some animal clams through her window or breaks in her house. Pregnant woman. Raper. I mean, those are senseless type of things. But together we can come up with a way to address those. The issue of economic development. Oh, my goodness. One of the reasons young guys are on the snatching graph is because they know a lot of money is coming through Nashville being spent. People are bringing it, but they ain't getting none. A lot of this money that helped bring these folks here were earmarked for their on their behalf 20 and 30, 40 years ago through community block development grants that came from the federal government and through needs assessments that were made on the state level. Huh? How you know that, Doctor? Because I am one of those mom-pop nonprofits who've been in the trenches on the battlefield trying to get government to do the right thing. I believe in business development. I believe in responsibility, fiscal responsibility. All those things are important. But the truth of the matter is there are resources that are supposed to have been available for individuals, some of which are in jail now, that dropped out of high school or on the streets right now. No excuse. Inappropriate behavior. Let's be clear and understand that there is a reason and a cause for the effect that we see. We can change that. Economic development. I have a plan to bring 250 new business startups over the next 4 years. That's about 60 to 63 each year. Taking these young people who are prone to engage in gang activity and or theft and robbery. We see the numbers are up there high. Taking their little brains, putting it together, putting the business plan together, and showing them how that you can make a productive contribution to your society. You start your business, you run it, we'll have a my plan involves a coaching process. Not just giving people money. No. We're talking about training them and redirecting their lives. So soft skill training through our nonprofit partnerships will be available. Jobs are good. Some people need jobs, and we need to get that too. Let me tell you something. Little Dope Bill ain't trying to get no job, though. But interestingly enough, he has a business mentality. We can tap into that, give him a legitimate cause that he's out there on the block for. And guess what? There's already funding and programs set up. He just can't get to them. And why isn't that his legislative body or representative making him aware of that? What's the problem? You understand what I'm saying? This is what I'm talking about, guys. This is what I'm talking about. We have work to do. And as your next state senator, that's what we're going to get done. Simple as that. All right. If you're listening to me, we still got a few minutes. We've got about 25 minutes here. Give me a call. 657-383. 0944. Don't be scared now. I'm here for you. That's why we're doing this. I hope soon to have some of the people we've been engaging to formally dialogue with us, and we'll have structured conversations for each of the areas. But this is open mic. Open mic. So this is your chance. This is your candidate, 2018 candidate, Ruben Dockery. We're just sharing with you the reason, the prospect, and the hope change. I heard somebody back in 2008, about 10, 11 years ago, talk about hope and change. Unfortunately, too many people are still looking for the hope, and they desperately want some change now. All right? We can give it to them. We got it. We got what they need. We got what they need. I want to thank those of you that are following us right now on Facebook. Appreciate you. I want to encourage you to give us a shout-out. If you don't want to call in, just shoot me a note on Facebook there. Type in a question or comment, and we'll be happy to share that as you like and hold dialogue. That's what we're here for. I've committed myself to this 45-minute period to engage you, my neighbor, and my friend. All righty now. Let's get to the other question that the people ask. What are the most pressing issues? So we just gave you some of them. Who can voters depend on to bring the change voters need over the next 4 years? Y'all know the answer to that. Come on, man. I told you, on the ballot, it's going to be three names, but ain't but one of us ready. In fact, we ought to blow the whistle because there's a flag on the plate. Got two folk jumped up, and they ain't ready. They ain't ready. Oh, I know one of them been in the office for 12 years. That's part of the problem. You just been in the seat, and what have we got? That's what you got to ask yourself. That ain't about nothing personal. The independent voters don't take it. It ain't about you personally as a politician. It's about them and the people and their neighbors and what you're charged to do for them. Now, if you can't do that, okay, just don't get out the way. But more importantly, the people have the power. The people have the power. What did I say? I said the people have the power to get you out the way and bring somebody that can make things happen just for them. That's how we talk about people. Ruben Dock, what's his name? Dock. I got a math question for you. Got another math question for you. Miss Penny has three children. One name is Hickory. The other's name is Dickory. What's the third child's name? Hold that thought. We'll come to that question at the end of the when we wrap up here. That's Miss Penny got three children. I got three babies. One child's name is Hickory. One child's name is Dickory. Tell me what the last child's name is. All right? We're coming back to it. We're going to come back to it. I'm looking to see if anybody's joined us on Facebook here. I don't see any takers so far, but I hope you're listening. I hope y'all listen. All right? I'm looking here to see. Okay. All right. And I don't see where anybody has given me a call at 657-383-0944. You could do that. This is the platform by which you can hold me accountable, even as a candidate. I'm going to tell you what I've experienced in the last 30 years as a voter here in Nashville. No, I'm not originally from Nashville. I've been here 30 years, so 31 years now, to be exact. My children are native Nashvillians. And that is that you can go vote for folks. When it comes time to them being held to account, they'll run from you, they'll lie to you, and they'll play games. They'll tell you, who you with, what group you with, that you go through so-and-so and such and such. I didn't have to do that when you asked me to vote for you. Well, I got to do all that now. But more importantly, I've also observed that when people are not organized and they don't share values, focus in a direction, it's easy to be manipulated. Divide and conquer. There's an old strategy that seems to never wilt. But if you refuse to allow yourself to be divided, it's impossible. Somebody say it's impossible for you to be conquered. All right. I'm not going to stay there because I can see myself getting happy. The last question that we got, Ruben Docker is your change agent. That's the answer to that previous one. Who can we vote as the Ruben Docker? Hickory Dickory. Did I ask my own question? Miss Penny Child. Miss Penny Child. No, I didn't answer that yet. All right. When is the next time with this change that you're talking about? Don't be confused from August 2nd. That was just a primary. And all it did was determine that there are going to be three names on the ballot. That's all it did. Only one of them is ready to make the change you need. Y'all know who that is, don't you? Ruben Docker. That's all it did. That's all it did. It also shows, though, that there is a significant number of people looking for something different than what we've been getting. Okay? So, the next time is November 6th, 2018. That's about 60 days from now. About 60 days from now, you can push tickets. But early voting is scheduled, unless something changes, to start. And you should look for your election commission to post that on the web, on their website. And eventually, I expect them to send out this information in terms of what the ballot will look like sometime in the next few weeks or so. So you'll actually see those names that I told you that on the ballot. Only one of them you need to worry about, and that's Ruben Docker. Okay, let me tell you that right now. And what I'm saying to you is that you'll find that early voting begins on October. It's slated to begin, unless something changes, October 17th. And I think that's consistent with the state election commission's calendar. And it's my understanding that the Davidson County Election Commission met on yesterday to meet to finalize that. So I assume that that happened, that has happened, and that we will see the results of that very, very soon. But nonetheless, Davidson County Election Commission is where you can go to check that, or Tennessee Election Commission. All right? So November 6th, beginning October 17th, the early voting, I believe it's a total of 15 days that you can go to cast your votes. That those times will be posted. We will strive to have that on our website and on Facebook so that we can keep you informed. And Friday night, I'll be telling you about it. Okay? From now until we got 60 days. So that's about another 8 Fridays for you and I to chat, chop it up. You understand what I'm saying? So don't be frustrated. Don't need to be frustrated. And I know you're tired. You've had five elections. I know you're sick and tired of being sick and tired. But don't give up now. Hold on. Because change. Don't you worry about a thing. Your change is coming. Who's the change? Teacher. Ruben Docker. Know this, that together we can move forward. And you'll have a state senator who you can rely on, stay in touch with you. I'm going to talk a little bit more about my model for precinct governance council. I've shared some degree, but we're taking that message to neighborhoods and to precincts. And if all works out well, we'll be able to demonstrate to our residents there how they can form organized body of voters, constituents, in the interest of everybody, not just some. Regardless of what your income level is or your social clout is, your political affiliation, none of that should matter. None of that should matter. And that's the real true mark of what an independent voter is. That's our topic tonight. What is an independent voter? And as we've tried to explain and define, that's what you find. All right? So I just want to reiterate a couple of things that we've talked about. Our time is winding down, and you still got about maybe 10 minutes here to give us a holler. 657-383-0944. If you got a late question or comment you want to make, shoot it to me on Facebook or holler at me here. I'll be happy to entertain you. All right? I want to, again, emphasize the importance of voter education. And having said that, I'll draw you back again to a website which is designed to be a educational tool. And that is CONSTITUENCADVOCACY.com. Constituent Advocacy, one word, .com. You get there, quite a bit of information on there. Strive to make it interactive, but friendly. Phone number at the very bottom. If you would like to call me directly, you can do that. You can click down there and get that information from the home page. Let me be clear. Let me go back to the home page. We want to make sure we don't lose anybody. You understand what I'm saying? So go back to the home page then. So we're back at the home page, and now we are looking at more, just more information. Click on that and join the campaign. You want to volunteer? We're happy to have you, because that's what we're all about. All right. If you want to make your contribution, you can do that as well. Before I leave, we'll go over that again. But you can shoot us an email, give me a call. You'll see the phone number there for the campaign office and the email address that you can send questions or comments. Happy to engage those things with full transparency. Full transparency. We share with you our honest intent to represent the, again, 192,000 plus souls. Babies, infants, women, children, old, young, black, white, Republican, Democrat, independent, whatever your experience is. That would be our duty to represent your interests. It would be my pleasure and honor to do so. So I ask you for your vote. Okay? All right. With that being said, let me go back again. The change you've been looking for is here. Because the change you want is Reuben Doc. So I'm asking you for your help. Assist me in sharing this very powerful vision for change and success to those constituents of ours, our neighbors, the Senate District. Your contribution of $50 allows you to do the WA campaign precinct search. Okay? And at $10, honor you as a general supporter. At $25, an active supporter. And at $100, a district ambassador. Now, you can give up to finance. Laws allow Tennessee voters to give up to $1,500 if you wanted to. We'll certainly appreciate that and use it wisely in the interest of getting everybody where they need to be and representing you and getting the message out. All right? But again, those very small amounts would be helpful. We appreciate you. Guess what? If you just got $5 you want to give, I'd take that too. And we'll use that in the interest of getting everybody. Hey, what do you say, Brother B? That's Brother B there. Question or comment, Brother D? We've got a few minutes before we get out of here. We're talking about what is an independent voter. You can give me a call at 657-383-0944. We've got about another 9 minutes or so. We squeeze it in, get it out of here. I can use your support. We appreciate you listening right here in Nashville, Davidson County, those of you that are part of Senate District 19. And I hope my opponents are listening as well, because I want their vote too. I'll take their vote too. You know why? Because it's through your vote that you're empowered to have accountable, responsive, knowledgeable leadership in the Tennessee Senate as a part of the next legislative body, the General Assembly. This is Reuben Dockery, and I'm your 2018 Senate District 19 candidate. Tonight we've been talking again from the topic, what is an independent voter? Just before I leave, I'll reiterate that, what that is. Let's see. All right. Let me respond here accordingly. We are grateful for all of you that have tuned in tonight, either via the live stream or you're just listening from the podcast platform. Either way, we're grateful for you. After tonight, if you want to converse with me, I'll be happy to do so. Give me a call. This is after tonight at 615-478-4233. That is the campaign number. That's 615-478-4233. That's our campaign phone. The number you've gotten tonight to call in live at the studio is very different. And we'll be back again next Friday evening, barring some event that keeps us from doing so. To give you another formative session for our voters. But with that, we're going to go ahead and prepare to leave you. And again, give me a call. My email address is cd, like Tony David, 19, CAC, Chet, Alpha, Chet, at gmail.com. So that's td19cac@gmail.com. Hey, how you doing there, ma'am? Appreciate you joining us. 615-478-4233 if you want to talk to me after we get off the air, your air here in a few minutes, or you want to, you got a question or comment, you want to send us an email, do that. The website is Constituent Advocacy. That's one word, constituentadvocacy.com. That's where all the information you've laid out for the campaign. Thank you, ma'am, for tuning in with us there. Sorry we caught you so late, but hopefully you can be our first one to tune in to us on next Friday night, 7 o'clock p.m., for another episode of Open Mic with 2018 Senate candidate Reuben Dockery. I'm going to let Arrested Development take me home. But I want you to know, you don't have to be worried, don't fret. Our change is coming. This is Reuben Dockery, your next senator, state of Tennessee. Thank you, and we will see you in just a little bit at the polls. No, you can't take it. Oh, no. Tennessee. This is 19. This is Doctor signing out.